Promote your inner cowgirl. There you are, sitting at the same desk in the same cubicle, working on the same computer, trying to figure out how you can afford to buy the new saddle, go to the horse show this weekend, and pay your bills. Your house also needs some cleaning and a few minor repairs, which will cost a pretty penny, but you'd rather spend that money on your horses. Not only that, hay is going to be expensive this year, so you need to figure out where to find the extra money so you don't end up with garbage round bales. And then there are spring shots along with the deworming and Coggins tests. Why, oh why, does your passion cost so much more than you earn? Is it even worth it? And then there's your marriage. Even though your husband knew about your horse addiction long before you got married, you can feel him becoming more and more irritated with your horse spending. He wants to take an extended weekend getaway to the Bahamas, and that's the last place you want to go. Baking on the beach in the sun sounds boring compared to hanging out with your horses and horse friends at a rodeo or on a trail ride. You'd rather save your money so you can enjoy a shopping spree at the Quarter Horse Congress and get tickets for the coveted 2-year-old master's class. You love your husband, but he just doesn't seem to understand your passion for horses, and you're tired of trying to hide your horse spending from him. If only you had some extra money so you could get the new Silver Show saddle and go to a few shows. Even a few local open shows would be fun. Instead, you have to work this job of yours, sitting in this gray-walled office, answering phone calls, talking to people who complain about pretty much everything, just so you can pay the hay bill. It's getting frustrating. It's sapping your energy, and it's tugging on your last nerve. You're tired of feeling hobbled to the school horse hitching post. As you drive home, you wonder aloud if you should ask for a raise or if you should consider getting a better job. Your husband will blow his stack if you even think for a second about switching jobs again. Somehow, you have to figure out how to make more money and get Fridays off so you can go to the shows or go trail riding or just clean the barn. Then, you realize that this is the same conversation you've had with yourself so many times before in the past 6 months. You sigh and let out a deep, growly breath. You realize that something has to change. You are tired of working all week, racing home on Friday night to get ready for the show on Saturday, and having to hear your husband complain about how much time and money you're spending on your horses. Something has to give. You have a nice resume, bursting with accomplishments. You've won company awards and have accolades from your boss and clients for your efforts. You've been fully trained and know you could run the whole office by yourself, but you really don't want the added responsibility and time that you'll have to spend there.